Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Monday. It's probably the only day it's not going to pour this week. It's out the window. It's just bluebird skies, windy. The sun is bright. Enjoy it. It's going to be wet down there.
All right.
Yep. Let's see. 8 o'clock Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. With the weather getting colder, check out the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram. Get skiing and workout tips. He is always on there. And at Johnny Mosley Pod, could use some followers. That is for sure. Going to be a new episode on a Wednesday. All right, we're going to start with the Super Bowl.
All right.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
It's the worst part. So I love the beginning of the year, like in the fall season. Surf is ahead of me and so many football games ahead. But yesterday is like that day where there was two games. They were both, they weren't both great, but they were both good teams. Now it's over. Now, the Super Bowl is more about all the other stuff than it is about the actual game. I mean, I'll still watch it, but and then the season's done till September.
Yep, that's it. Well, I mean, I guess we get some pre-games in August, but those aren't, you know, regulation games. So it's, they're running the second string. But it's a big deal that we even had it.
Yeah.
And there certainly were plenty of problems. I mean, I don't need to tell you about problems this year, but it's a, I don't want to put an asterisk next to this, except I totally want to because Tom's in the Super Bowl. But they're still having some stuff. Check this out. So as you know, we can't have huge crowds.
Right.
The NFL has invited 7,500 healthcare heroes who've already gotten both doses of their vaccine. And they are going to go to the Super Bowl.
It's great.
These essential workers are also not only going to get to see the game, but they're going to get to see Miley Cyrus perform live.
What?
She is going to be at the Super Bowl for the TikTok tailgate pre-show.
Wow.
Okay.
So there you go. You'll get to see that. She's going to be there performing in honor of those special guests. So it's just for them, I guess. Super Bowl 55, she wrote on Instagram yesterday. I'll be there for TikTok tailgate. Go ahead. What were you gonna
say? I'd heard that report about the frontline workers getting the invites, but that's not it, though, is it? Is it just them?
They are specifically invited, these 7,500, but there are going to be other... I don't know what the final
attendees
number will be,
right,
who get allowed in there, but and I have no idea what the restrictions are. Like, if you've had both COVID things, are you free to get a ticket? It might be the easiest / hardest ticket to get this year because there aren't that many people who can go. So the TikTok tailgate can be watched on February 7th at 2:30 p.m. on TikTok or on CBS.
Also weird is that it's in Florida. Tampa Bay, and who knows what their plan is. It seems like they've been eating at restaurants this whole time. Indoor restaurants.
Oh, yeah. No, nothing has changed for my mom.
It seems like There'll probably be a lot more people at this than, say, if the event were, well, in California, they'd move it to Arizona.
That's right. If it were in California, it wouldn't be in California.
Right.
Right. It's a, you know, it's a mindset. I don't even question it anymore. I don't, and you know, I don't, I tell her not to text me about it. And yet she still does. So, let me, hold on. I want to, there's another TikTok thing here. The sea shanty guy, the original guy.
Yeah. Who got big singing those songs on TikTok.
On TikTok.
And, right.
If you're unaware of what a sea shanty is, it's this type of, oh, they call it a work song. And they feel Irish to me. They feel like Irish drinking songs, but they're for, you know, guys who would be on a boat. I don't know if it was like row to this beat, you know, pull. But it's rhythmic.
They're work songs, I think. Yeah. I think whatever the work might be.
A rhythmic accompaniment to labor. Mm-hmm. Aboard large merchant sailing ships, they're saying here. So when did and how did sea shanties become a social media trend? That is a Scottish postman by the name of Nathan Evans and the people who loved him on TikTok. After he put up his version of an old song called Soon May the Wellerman Come. Do you have that handy? That original song that's... Oh, here we go.
Oh, my bully boys blow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
So since that has made its debut on there, it's just gone wild. People are doing their own versions there. There's all these EDM remixes to his original song, and then they're taking popular songs and transforming them into these sea shanties. And congratulations now to this kid, Nathan, who has been signed to Polydor Records.
What?
Yes. In fact, I want to say that he has, I'm looking at like an iTunes listing here. He's like a number one iTunes seller at this point. Number one and number four on this particular.
Wow.
On this particular chart. He says, this is absolutely mental. I can't believe it. But he said it in a Scottish brogue, I assume. So congratulations to him because he has gone wild and it's now signed. He's got his, I mean, people are going to be listening to sea shanties until the cows come home, whatever time that is. We'll be listening and listening. Concerts aren't happening, not except in Florida, I guess. There's a concert where everyone's in a bubble, and we've heard about this quite a bit. This is the Flaming Lips. They shot a video where they showed how it would work with each of them in a bubble. And then when I say bubble, I mean a 10-foot diameter plastic blow-up circle, sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And they had planned this, and then all of a sudden there was a massive outbreak and it got canceled. So it did go down on Saturday, finally, and there's plenty of video from this, from inside bubbles and et cetera. This was Oklahoma City, Saturday night. Only, so a lot of these bubbles just have one person in them, and some of them have like two. But I think you could have up to four people, so there are some that have more. But the concert went down. All of the band members are each in a bubble. And all in the concert, it doesn't look like too many. I would say maybe they get room for 100 bubbles on the floor there. But it happened. The band members each in their own. A few people at most allowed in a single bubble. The show was originally set for December. And they were ready to go. And then it was canceled because of an uptick of COVID cases in Oklahoma. But it has finally gone off. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Do we know what how the bubble works? Because if it's not sealed, then it's pointless. But if it's sealed, then how is air getting in?
And also, how is it not getting up a layer of moisture on the inside? I have a lot of questions about this bubble. And also, I have to pee.
Well,
do I need to hamster roll out of here? Like, I don't, I...
The first thing that I'm sure they're like, yeah, you don't want to, you need to go to the bathroom before you get in here, and then we're getting you in, and you're not going to the bathroom again.
And what does the line look like to get in the bubbles? Are we social? Are we far enough apart? Like, there's just so many things.
I don't like it. Well, I'll tell you, the worst part is, at the end of all of that work, then you're listening to the Flaming Lips. I mean, they're just not good enough. Like, I need a much better band. A
lot of work for that.
Yeah, I mean,
there are
no offense.
There are some hardcore flaming lip people, but I just, you know.
I'm not interested.
One of them. Right.
Nope. I'll tell you something, though.
Tell me everything.
I don't want to sell music streaming services. I think it's wrong, and yet it's all that's out there.
You just hold on to it, Vinny. Hold on to it.
No. Listen, so since I have finally given in, I can't buy records anymore. It's just stupid. I'm just throwing money away.
You already own them all, right?
I've switched over to the service on Apple, and I'm telling you, I'm listening to more music than ever. Like, just a simple thought process over the weekend. I'm like, I forget what I heard, but I went, oh, Rod Stewart. No, I haven't listened to his early records in a million years, and I'd never buy them. But boom, I've got them. I went and got a Rod Stewart record. I'm like, look at me listening to Rod Stewart. That's weird.
Oh,
it's just
that is weird.
It's so random that you can just have a thought and go, yeah, that record, I'd never buy it. But I got it already. Now I'll just download that and listen to it.
You don't even have to download it. You know, you just press play.
Hot Legs. I'm just listening to Hot Legs.
Why wouldn't you listen to Hot Legs? That's one of his best songs. You are hilarious.
I just can't believe it.
He still
downloads
the record too. Like you don't even. You just press play. You don't have to download it.
Oh no, you do. You got to add it to your collection.
You don't have to.
No, come on.
Nope,
you do.
You just press play. It's not what collection. My collection is Apple Music. All of it. I got all the
big library you got there.
I know. I
have so much. So then I'm talking to a friend and I'm like, oh yeah, Killing Joke. I download three of their records. I got their records now. I'm like, I can't believe it.
Play Killing Joke for me.
The Hives. I forgot the Hives. Now I got them.
Download some records.
I got them all now.
You already had them all.
It really is nice.
It is nice. It's but I'm with you. I feel for musicians. I don't know how anybody's making any money now. It's except iTunes. They're making plenty of money. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's all.
That's the Flaming Lips concert, everyone.
Yes, that you didn't need to know about. Do you have a favorite halftime Super Bowl show of all time? I have a ranking, actually. It's from radio.com of all places.
I'm probably going to get the artists wrong that have even performed, but I do know Prince did it, and I love Prince.
Prince is the number one, according to radio.com's in-house survey. Prince is the number one. And yeah, I don't know if it's because we love him so much because he's gone, and you know, so because it was 2007, he did do a great job. I remember it. It was good. You know, the one that immediately popped into my head was the Bruno Mars one. Mm-hmm. That I just thought he was great. And I wondered, actually, why the Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson. I was like, well, that was the best one if you love censorship. Because, man, did things change after that one.
Yeah, lots of trouble.
Yeah, so
did Tom Petty do it?
He did do it. His was, it was fine. It just visually wasn't the best one of all time.
Was it the Stones? Did the Stones do it?
They did, and theirs was good, too. Actually, the Who's was really good, too. None of them made the top 10. Their top 10 goes Katy Perry in 2015, Michael Jackson in 93, U2 in 02, Shakira and J-Lo last year. It was some serious ass cake. Yeah, some mud flaps shaking.
J-Lo's known for her booty, right? Like she's,
we're aware.
Shakira actually kind of put her to shame.
Out-bootied her.
Yeah, almost. Just like, whoa.
Full-out-bootying, yeah. Shakira's butt is, I mean.
Bootylicious.
Did you just make the delicious?
Mwah. Delicious. Bruno Mars from 2014. He's number six. At number five is Diana Ross from 1996. I'm sorry. I don't remember that one.
I don't remember it either.
Gaga from 2017. That was a good one. She came in.
That was with all the drones. That was kind of neat.
Yeah, that was neat. Beyonce, 2013. The original Bootylicious. Springsteen from 2009. I don't really remember that one. He was number two, and number one was Prince in 2007. So that's who everybody liked. I'm going to go back now to my favorite topic, which is real estate.
Oh.
Phil Collins. Okay, listen. Yes, he just sold a $40 million house in Miami.
Is that common knowledge?
No. Oh. That's it. That's where I started with this story.
Okay.
And then I saw the pictures of his ex-wife. Can you pull up pictures of Orianne Cevey, C-E-V-E-Y?
I've seen her. She's got a lot of surgery, doesn't she?
Yeah. She is one of those, I don't even know what cat. She looks like a real housewife who's gotten just smashed in the face with something that made everything swell up. Come on, man. That's not even the picture. I mean, honest to God, her lips, they're the wax lips, the ones that you put on for Halloween because you're like, isn't this stupid looking? Isn't this crazy? They're just, I mean, and then she's got like the silver eyeshadow over the, just everything about her is kind of shiny and like really just tightly packed with collagen, I guess. I don't know, whatever fillers.
So they're divorced or are they still together?
They're divorced.
Okay.
She has been living in this house. It's in Miami Beach. Or Miami. Actually, that may, I don't know, just Miami somewhere. We've been trying to sell this house for quite a while. And is that a before
and
after?
Before and after?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, she was so pretty.
She was lovely. She was lovely. And now she's a monster. I'm sorry. That's monstrous. That's monstrous. She looks like a mean lady who's going to eat you. Like, be nice or she bites. So it's
Sarah.
A one. It's true. Admit it. I mean, look
she
at that.
Hideous.
She goes from a
no
nice
doubt.
Lady to a monster. That's horrible. God, try to stop yourself, ladies. Anyway, $40 million is what he was looking for this place. And she was living there. And she kept slamming the door in the real estate agent's face. He'd be like, well, I got someone here to see your $40 million pad. She'd go, woof, and slam the door in their face. Like, no, you can't come in. I'm busy recuperating from the latest thing I did to jack up my face. So finally, in October, she agreed to leave the 10,700-square-foot house by January 21st, last Thursday. And apparently there was an armed guard occupation of the house. It is a beautiful house. It's got 184 feet of private water frontage. It's got the Miami skyline in the distance. Obviously, there's a pool. There's everything you want. It's a 10,000. The gates are ornate and the palm tree lined walk. Look at that. How long have they been married? You know what it was? He woke up one morning. He goes, "Who the hell are you? Oh my God, are you a monster here to eat me?" And then she's like, "No, I'm your wife." He goes, "No, you're not.
I know,
not
she's
anymore,
gorgeous
honey."
In this picture, isn't she?
She's beautiful.
Just naturally gorgeous.
Yep. And just stuck all the needles that she could get her hands on in her face.
Well,
anyway, the house is, he's found a buyer, so congratulations to him.
He looks thrilled in that photo too, doesn't he?
Doesn't
Jesus.
He? So he has sold the house for $40 million. You know, right. He always has that look on his face, though. You hardly ever really see him smiling big. Maybe he's got bad teeth. Evan Spiegel and Miranda Kerr, they have it all.
Who?
Evan Spiegel, the Snapchat guy.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah, your boy.
Evan Spiegel and Miranda Kerr. She's a supermodel. Or was. I don't know. Pumping out kids for them now, I guess. They were like, you know where we should live? Paris. So they just dropped $30 million on a Paris mansion. It's a row house. I mean, it's a mansion, but the neighbors are 1 foot away. Or I don't know. You know those little mini alleys that are between gigantic houses, like when you're walking around down in the marina or something? It's like that. I mean,
but nobody can fit through it, right?
You probably, if you turn sideways, you could probably fit through it, I guess.
Oh.
It's not the ones that are touching that kind of row house. It's just, honestly, if there wasn't snow falling on this thing, it would look like the marina. So it's $30 million. Bought it back in May. He just received French citizenship. Macron gave him citizenship back in 18. And I guess maybe that's you have to have that in order to buy something. So they bought something. And it is a 10,000 square foot house on a 10,000 square foot lot. Which sounds like a big lot, except when you've got a 10,000 square foot house on it, it's lot smaller. So congratulations to them. Sandra Bullock has sold her house in Georgia. It's a Georgia beachfront estate. $4.2 million. She has places in like New Orleans too. Like she loves Georgia. The South. She just sold, they call it massive. $4.1 million, about $2.3 million under the asking price. She listed it in April of 2019 for $6.5 million. It's a, you know, it's a nice house. They sold it totally furnished. And the beach is gorgeous. It looks beautiful. So congrats to them. In fact, they're saying something about how many properties she owns here. She owns a dozen properties across the country, 6 homes near Austin. Her primary house is in Beverly Hills. Of course it is. And I want to say she's got a great place like in the Garden District in New Orleans. Lucky. And let's see here. Sylvester Stallone, he's trying to sell his place in L.A., Beverly Hills Park, they call it. $130 million is what he wants.
Oh, well, I'll go look at it.
Yeah, right? So, if you got $130 million to spend, you can get Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin's house.
Are they saying you need to make an appointment, or can you just go by?
I think you can just drop by, Vinny. I don't see why not. I mean, right. Just go ahead and walk. It's the pictures here are gorgeous. If they are, because they're moving to Miami, Palm Beach. And so he's owned it since the 90s. It's 21,000 square feet. The tax bill is currently $125,000 a year. I don't know what it'll be after you pay $130 million for it.
Gonna go up.
Yeah, I would think so. But if you can afford a $130 million mansion, maybe you don't care what the taxes are. Taxes are an issue for everybody else, not for them. So congratulations to all the people who have so much money that they have $130 million houses. Hooray! And that's all I've got time for right now. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Lots of stuff, but Arnold Schwarzenegger makes, by a couple degrees of separation, he is part of one of my news stories after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.